Hello.
Hey, what's happening over there?
Hey, not much. What are you up to?
Oh, just keeping busy working away. I'm not on a beach in Naples enjoying 80 degree weather. That picture was gorgeous.
It
Oh.
was nice out there.
How long did you
Yeah.
stay out there?
Well, I got there at 2, I think it was, and stayed until, well, sunset, which was 25 till 6.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
Oh, yeah. Caught a
Wow.
little bit of sun.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And it wasn't bad. It looked pretty calm.
Yeah, it was. It was nice.
Of course, on the Gulf
Yeah.
side, it's more calm than like on the ocean side, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot smoother water over
Right.
here on the Gulf. Yeah.
Right. So, how long did
So
it take you to get down there?
took me 24 hours exactly.
And normally, how long does it take you? 12?
16.
Oh, 16? What was the
Yeah,
extra 8 hours? That's terrible.
well, at 1 o'clock in the, I left at 8 in the evening, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I got stopped in traffic about 10 miles west of Chattanooga. And there was an accident. It was pouring down rain. There was an accident up ahead of us. There was three semis and a car. And
Oh.
the GPS said it was only going to be a 20, 23-minute delay. But it was, well, it was 6 o'clock. And I sat there all night through the rain and no, couldn't even move. I had a
Are you?
semi right in front of me, one right behind me, and one to the left of me. And one on the right had pulled over on the berm and was pulled up right about to my bum.
You're kidding
Get on
me.
the berm. So at 6 o'clock, I noticed that there were people ahead of us. They had finally had enough of it and they had got their vehicles turned around. They was driving down the berm, emergency lane.
Yeah.
And then they would get up by that truck and then they'd get into the grass, pull off the interstate, get in the grass and try to get by him. And of course it was raining, it was muddy and it was slick and it was throwing mud and everything else. And so after a bunch of them got by, I thought, that guy in the semi just moved just a few feet so I could back up just a little bit and zigzag back and forth to
Yeah.
get turned around. I'm out of here. So I got him to move. And I wiggled back and forth and got turned around. I got off the road and got back on around behind all that and got back up on the interstate. And there was about, oh, 18 cars behind me or semis and stuff. There was nobody on the interstate until the intersection back where we came from. And the police had closed the interstate down and was running everybody up the ramp. So I drove the wrong way down through there, and then I got on the ramp, the entrance ramp, and I drove the wrong way up to the top of it. Of course, the police are up there directing traffic, and I got up there, and they had cones and everything else in the way. But they just motioned me right on through. I turned and got onto a little highway or something beside the interstate, the way it's routing everybody around. And I drove down that until I could get to an entrance to get back on the interstate.
What
And
and
finally got out of there. That's crazy.
you sat there for 5 hours?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah. And then traffic was so bad you couldn't make time.
No.
And then I got in Chattanooga. It was gosh, it was 7:30. And then I got in Atlanta at 10 o'clock in the
So I was going
morning,
to say
so
probably
rush
rush
hour.
hour.
Yeah, it was rush hour, and it was terrible.
That traffic is awful, isn't it?
It is,
Oh my, yeah, you're what, 6, 7 lanes across, and it's horrible. You
Yeah,
really
and
got
everybody's I got a
to.
screwed up trip.
Oh my gosh, wow. Oh.
So, and then coming down, I got to Tampa at 5 o'clock traffic. And the Interstate 75, they closed it because of an accident. and they rerouted me into Tampa, no doubt, all the way into Tampa at 5 o'clock. And I sat in Tampa then. And what should be, well, it's 2 hours from Tampa to here, and it took, well, from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, to 3 hours.
Oh,
so I lost them. It's just crazy.
And it's funny, before you left, you told me you dreaded Chattanooga traffic, and here...
Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I never thought at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, not at 1 in the morning. But then if you think about it, like semis, that's typically when they're all on the road, you know?
Yeah. And it was just a complete pouring down rain. Rain that's already couldn't really see. So, you know, somebody got crossed up. Three of them got together with the car in there, and then they had to stitch up the interstate. I don't even know how long it was closed because I finally got turned around at 6 o'clock and left, but it took me an hour to get turned around and get back out of there and in traffic and get to Chattanooga. It took me an hour to get that 10 miles.
Wow.
So,
that's frustrating.
It was. When I got down here, I got just north of the house here. We hadn't ate anything. So I got just up here and pulled into Pincher's crab place and went in and I had something to eat and a margarita. I needed something strong.
I know. I was going to say you probably needed a drink after that.
Yeah. I mean, a beer wasn't going to get it. I had to have something with a little more pep to it.
Oh, probably you didn't take a shot.
I know what. If they'd brought tequila out, I would have.
Oh, man. Well, margarita's got tequila, right?
It's got tequila in it, yeah.
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 Jiminy Christmas. Oh. Well,
it was just crazy.
Oh, jeez.
And then I got here, and then I had to get, of course, everything we have out on our lanai, I stuffed inside the house, you know, to keep it protected from storms and stuff. So I had to drag all that out of the house. And then I had to unload the truck. And then I was dead tired. All I wanted to do was get vertical or horizontal. I just didn't want to do nothing.
Well, yeah, because you had been up literally, 48 hours? Oh, over 48 hours, pretty much.
Yeah, it was a long day.
Yeah, and here before you left, I asked if you were going to take a nap, and you said probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, that was me. Yeah. Boy, if I'd known now what I know then, knew then what I know now, I'd have took a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I wouldn't have left at 8 o'clock in the evening. I'd have waited until the next day.
Well, yeah, unless 6 in the morning or 2 in the morning or whatever. But
yeah.
Gosh. Oh, wow, and it's not like, God, I hope you had a full gas tank, sitting there for 5 hours. I would have been pissed.
I can usually get to Chattanooga without getting gas. About 10 miles from there, and that's where we got stopped, and I thought, well, I can still go. I still had 100 miles left on my mileage I could go. And I thought, hell, I can sit here not doing anything. It's hard to burn that much gas. But, of course, I didn't take 5 hours of it either. But I'm still okay.
Yeah, but you don't think you're going to be sitting at a standstill for 5 hours. You would think, it must have been one hell of a bad accident.
Yeah, from what I was hearing, it was really bad. But I'm kind of pissed with the state troopers and stuff. When they closed that interstate off, why didn't they send a car up there and the first one they come to, truck or something, maybe have them back a little ways, you know, and try to
open
that traffic
jam
up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they could have at least got a semi back down and then moved stuff back a little bit, and they could have got a lot of people out of traffic, but gosh, seriously, everybody just said it. They didn't care.
Well,
I was disappointed with that, you know.
Huh.
But
I don't know.
But, you know, they're not going to listen to me, you know. I'm sitting here in a truck, you know.
Jeez. Oh, gosh.
So, but dang. It's, you know, just stupid.
Yeah.
and then when I got up Friday, I was still beating. I just didn't want to do nothing. And I got up. I ended up going to the pool and just hanging at the pool most of the day.
Yeah.
And then I had told the grandson I'd take him flying his airplane. So I left there and went out the house. Of course, Jess was going to be gone. Brian was on trip. And so I had to go out and get the kids, you know, over there. So I got them all off and I took Owen out so he could fly. And then Friday night, they had that Mike Tyson and Jake,
oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had to fight, so I stayed up and watched that whole thing. That was after midnight.
Oh, boy.
It was a bummer.
You're going to sleep for a week straight, I think.
I know it. Yeah. Gosh, I'm going to need it.
Jiminy.
But the beach yesterday was nice. It was nice.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. That would have been just peaceful. Yeah, and people, like, a lot of times people don't realize, especially if it's someone that's the passenger of the car. Nothing against, nothing, this isn't directed towards Nancy or anything. Like, my sister, because I did all the driving when we went down there, and I hit Atlanta traffic bad. And it's stressful, because you have to constantly be aware and, like, move, like, like causes a lot of like anxiety, like to do that. And like if you're a passenger, you're just like, ooh, to do. You're not really.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, she sleeps most of the time.
Yeah,
you know, and,
like...
and she gets on her phone and she'll put her earbuds in and she'll listen to a book and all that. Well, I can't just do a no brainer. I gotta watch what's going on.
Yeah. So I mean. Like, when we finally got to where we were going, I was exhausted, you know, because it turns into a long day and stressful and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it wears you down.
Yeah, so you need, like, a day or two, like, literally 2 days to recoup because it's so much on you. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she, you know, oh, I can drive. I'm like. I think it would be worse anxiety for me because...
Oh, yeah.
She's only
used... And, of course...
Yeah.
Nancy, she can't see at night. And with it raining, she can't see anything.
Oh, yeah, that makes it hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not going to... Well, there's no way I could rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I just drive it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my sister, she's only used to driving, like, Minneapolis or Omaha. But usually her husband drives that, so she doesn't, my sister doesn't really, she drove through Minneapolis, which, that's nothing compared to, like, Atlanta rush hour.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta. Yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Nancy, she'll say, well, if you need to pull over, I'll drive, but... Make sure if we're not coming up on any big cities and we're not a lot of traffic and it's sunny out because I can't, you know, I don't want to get in.
You're like, so basically you don't want to drive.
Drive. Hell, if it's sunny and clear and there's no traffic, hell, I'll drive.
That's when you can
go
like. I can
sleep through that.
Yeah, that's when you can go like 85, 90, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, it's good that you're back at it and you're, you know, back in Naples and maybe drive. Geez, 24 hours. Holy moly. That's rough.
Long trip.
I've endured 22, so I know what that is.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's a crazy drive, but.
Yeah.
I made it, so that's good. And then I'm here till January 6th, and then I'm going to fly home on the 6th.
Oh, and you're going to leave your truck down there?
Yeah, because I'm going to leave on the 6th, but then I got friends that's coming down, and his wife, she won't ride or drive. So she's going to fly in the middle of the week and come down and stay with Nancy. And then I'm going to, Tom's going to stop and pick me up. Me and Tom are going to drive straight through then on the 10th or 11th, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be home 5 days or something like that, and then I'll drive back down with him. And then I'll stay till the 27th of February, and then I'll drive back home.
Oh, wow. So you'll be down there, so November, December, January, 4 months, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I've got it figured about 14, 15 weeks. So, it'll be all right. If missed bad weather, maybe.
Yeah, I missed the bad weather and things of that nature. So, and then if anybody needs anything for holidays from you, you have your bench down there you can still work on.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in there today working on stuff. So, that's a plus. At least I can do something down here. I've been outside washing the lanai and the screens and all that with pressure washer, and then I come in and work on stuff on jewelry, and it works.
Well, good. Good. Yeah, that does sound like a freaking traffic from hell or whatever you text me, the drive from hell.
Yeah, it was. Drive from hell. It was.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. I thought if I can just
get to the house and lay down, that's all I want to do.
Yeah. Oh. Jeez.
Wow.
All right. Well, I guess other than that, well, I'm glad you made it down and everything. So.
Yeah. I kept everybody away from the fenders, so that was a plus.
That's good. At least you didn't have any blowouts or anything, so.
That's right, yeah. No blowouts or blow-ups.
That's right, so.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, if there's anything you are working on or any requests or anything, just let me know, okay?
I'll give you a shout. Hey, take care.
All right, you too. Good hearing from you.
Good talking to you. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye.